morning, everyone. It's great to be with you today. I'd like to go ahead and turn to the book of 2 Kings. We're going to start in 2 Kings chapter 17. We began our discussion on worship this past Wednesday. Just a show of hands, how many of you, at least, not necessarily remember it, but what were watching or listening while we did the stuff on Wednesday? Okay, a good many of you. Very good. So, a quick recap of what we did then. This really isn't a two-part message. Really, we're going to be building upon what we talked about on Wednesday. We talked about the fact that true worship, authentic worship, comes from a person whose heart is right before God, who loves God first and foremost with all his being. This heart stems from knowing God truly and intimately, and by knowing God's works accurately. We also saw that worship is not something that we muster up inside us or something we somehow fabricate. You can't look at someone next to you or someone across the way and say, wow, they are genuinely worshiping God. Honestly, you don't know, because worship is something that they are doing inside in their hearts. It is a genuine, authentic response to who God is and what he has done. And it is done in the heart of a person. One commentator put it like this: the term worship is misunderstood if it gives the impression that the major element is what human beings do or offer to God. Biblical religion is primarily concerned with what God does for his people. Worship is human response to a gracious God, and it needs to be placed in this context if it is to be properly understood. So we have seen so far then, what is worship? What is it then? Well, it starts by understanding that it is a response from us. Now, a couple of tips for us this morning. Number one, this is going to feel a little bit like a fire hose today. So get your wetsuits on. I don't know. Get ready. But to help us out, even if you're not typically used to writing notes, I would encourage you to get a pencil or paper out or make notes in your phone. And just take down the major points. Just take down the major points and the passage that it comes from. Because I think, I'm not positive, but I think that this little message that we're going to have today is something that's important for all of us to understand. Important for all of us to realize that what worship is and what it looks like. And so if you could do that, that would be great. And I think it would help for our discussions tonight as well. So we see that it is a response from us. It is a response to God based on his character and based on his works. But what does worship look like biblically? This can be a concept that seems a bit nebulous. Worship can seem or feel a bit abstract. But the Bible is not abstract when it comes to this subject matter. This morning, I hope to cover what worship is biblically so that we can know if we are authentically worshiping God and possibly even correct our thinking to be more in line with what the Bible teaches. We'll be looking at the various different types of worship and responses of worship found in the Bible. And I would submit to everyone today that God wants us to worship him with all these responses. Anything less, if we lack in some of these responses of worship, we are experiencing what I'd like to term worship deficiency. So the first response that we see that I'd like to cover today is that we respond with